We are on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We are on the Gemara. Menorah Hani Mili. We had in the Mishnah that Drosa is also hit is as a Rosh Bas Achas Psuloi Nida Maise Shchite of Meilech Umevi. So the Gemara asks, Menohani Mili, how do we know that Shchita is Bidav Kederech Eloche Vavo? And Rosh is Posel. Omar Shmuel, Doma Kro, Chet Shochut L'Shoinam, Mirmo Diber. So it seems that Shchita is similar to a Chet. Ma Chet Heleches B'Meshiche, Avshchite b'meshiche, that means it goes in one direction, doesn't press down, it goes straight. Tone d'vei Rabbi Yishmoel, v'shochat, ein v'shochat, elo u'moshach. The Loshon Meshiche is moshach the sakin, he pulls the sakin. V'chein hu oimer, zohov shochut. Rashi says, zohov shochut, moshuch. The Moshech the Zov, Shurach, the Zov is soft, and Moshech and Isai, Kain, Shaisen, Tzerven, Echeshes, Chutin, Shaisen, Mehen, Machten. So the Zov, Shachud is called your Moshech the Zov. And then he brings again, Bo'ima, Chet, Shachud, L'shoinam, Mirma, Dibber. My Bo'ima. Maybe shachut is not a loshin of moshuch, no, shachut is a loshin of a chut, that it's like it's spun like a thread. So we have no raya whatsoever that shchita is a loshin of meshiche. Toshma chait shachut l'shoina. What does Rashi say? Shenitva kechut v'shachut kemoi shechut, I think. That it's like a chut. Avol shachat lav loshin meshichil. So that's why the Gemara brings the second Tadabay, Shmuel brings the second posik of chait shachut. Let us see Taisvis. Tonet ve'Rabbi Shmuel v'shochat ein v'shochat ela u'moshach. So that's the taish of v'shochat. It's u'moshach. The afal gav the iu gufi dorish peresh pilken v'shochat b'mokim sheshoch chateyu. He darshin from this posik a different drash that the mokim ashrite is tachas atzavo. Tartish mamino. This is also, this is another derash mistame, b'shochat derech shchita derech meshiche, so idarshins both. Zot the Gemara weiter, Rove have a bodik lohu gire le rabbiyoine bar tachlife. It seems rabbiyoine bar tachlife was an excellent archer, and he showed the arrows to Rove. And Rove was biting the arrow to see if there's any pegime. And when he saw that there was no pegime, he gave the arrow to Rabbi Yehuda bar Tachlife. V'shochat bo'oife bahadi de porach. And there was oifes that were flying. And Rabbi Yehuda shot an arrow, and the arrow went, and there was mamish, she was sheichet to simonim. So the Gemara asks, "Vidulma Ovid Chalode." Good, the Simonim were. How do you know that the Shchita was from the outside? Maybe it went in underneath the Eir, underneath the Neitzis, and it went, and that's how it shechted the Simonim. So the Gemara answers, "Chazinin Gitfi Demifrimi." We see that the feathers are cut up in small pieces. So that means, so it went and it cut the feathers from the outside. We see the outside feathers were smithered, cut up in small pieces.
And then Al-Kochach, so it was from the outside. It would have been from the inside, the feathers would have been Shleiman. The Mithrimi, Noitza Gitvi, Noitza Shesoviv Hatzavo, the feathers which are around the neck, the Mithrimi Krusais, the E Ovid Chalode Mibifnim, if the, he had made chalod b'fnin ha-yaytze reiche pi ha-cheitz bein ha-knofayim, lo-yho yo-choytchoy, so then the cheitz would have not cut the feathers. And since the feathers b'makim shchita were cut, so that seems that he made a proper shchita. Frag the gemore v'boi kisui. You need kisui yada? A knife needs kisui yada? Well, that's no problem. When there was flying and blood was gushing, so he went afterwards where the blood gushed and he covered it. You have to put offal lemato also. That means be'ofa means it has to be completely mechusa, sandwiched in ofa. Tomon be'ofa be'im elamata be'im elamayla. V'chiso, he should see that it should be mechusa be'ofa. So memele, so here the blood was dripping mistama on the kanke. So later, so he'll put ofa over it, but. That's not the chisol ba'ofa, it has to be off underneath it also. Melamed sha'sheichet tzarshiten ofa lemato, ba'ofa lemailo. So the Gemara says, the mazman le la'ofa de kulo pikse. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzarech sheyiten ofa lemato, ofa tichua. You need offer tichuach lamati. You have need crumbly offer. The im hakarke kosher. If the karke is kosher, by mikri offer lamata, that's not called offer lamata. That means you have karke kosher. Some say it fell on the ground. It's not offer tichuach. So that's not called offer lamata. Offer means it has to be earth, not crumbly earth. It seems. Ba'ofa mashme kuloi tomon ba'ofa. So the Gemara answers, the mazmele la'afro de kulo piksa. Ofa kol habike. Hoyo masia v'koysesh. That means first, before he started shooting, he knew he was going to shoot a lot of birds. So he went around the whole bike and he chopped up the earth so there should be soft earth on the bike where the birds, over which the birds were flying. So he made offal. He made sure this offal and the whole bike. So now when he shoots them over the bike, the dam falls on offal. Oy shahoya offal tichuach, or could be there was already offal tichuach. Umizamnoi bepe lekach. Amore de kezach, it's not a double muskim, that forget there was offer to chiyuch already, but that's vechisova of vices, he has to do something to designate it. That's what it was there from before. So mizamnoi bepe lekach, that is psazmone bepe, that this should be the offer tachas, the dam from the oi. Hoya shoychet vehitis. We had in the Mishnah, hitis es haroish bebasachas psula. Hoya shoychet vehitis es haroish bebasachas. He was shoychet vehitis es haroish. Im yesh besakin meloi tzavo ksheiro. If the sakin has meloi tzavo, it's kosher. So, Omer Rabbi Zeira, it has to have, the sakin has to have the width of the tzavo, the length of the sakin has to be the width of the tzavo, v'chutz le tzavo, And besides the width of the tzava, you need it has to be, besides the oivya tzava, you need more. It has to be longer than the tzava, more. So now this is a very vague statement. How much more does it have to be? Iboyilu. Meloi tzava, v'chutz l'tzava, kimeloi tzava. That means you need a meloi tzava, and chutz l'tzava, you need a meloi tzava also. So that means it has to be the length of two necks of a behemoth. Or, the havalu trei tzavori, is the length of two tzavori. I do meloi tzava, v'chutz l'tzava mashu, it has to be. I mean, Rav Zeiro was machadish v'chutz l'tzava. Chutz from the meloi tzava, you need something else. Could be, you need, it has to be a mashu more than the reichav tzava, and that's sufficient. Let us see what Rashi says. Amar Rav Zeiro, meloi tzava de masnisen, chutz l'tzava be'inam. It's not sufficient. It should have the length of the socket should be meloi tzava. You need chutz l'tzava. Iboyelu, hay chutz l'tzava the Rav Zeira mashu koma, or meloi tzava koma. It means you have to have two tzavori, a shir of three tzavori. Toshma hoyo sheichet. We learned further in the Mishnah. He was shechting two behemoths. Vehitis beis roshin bebasachas. Im yesh, so it says in the Mishnah, yesh besakin meloi tzavor echot ksheira. So he's shechting two behemoths at once. So if there isn't the sakin meloi tzavor echot, so it's kosher. So what does this mean? My meloi tzavor echot. Ilay ma meloi tzava echad vesuloi, that all you need to shecht two behemoths is a meloi tzava of one behemoth. Hashte bebeima achas bina meloi tzava v'chutz l'tzava. That's what Rav Zeira said. B'shtei behemoths agilu b'kemeloi tzava echad. Alam pshita meloi tzavo chutz lishnei tzavo. That's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says by two behemoths need a meloi tzavo, so it's a meloi tzavo besides the roichev of the shnei tzavorim. Shmamino meloi tzavo chutz l'tzavo shmamino. So that's pshat in Rav Zeira. And by one behemoth also you need a meloi tzavo chutz l'tzavo, which is a shear of Shtei Tzavorim. Elapshita Meloi, what does Rashi say? Elapshita Meloi Tzavor, Chutz L'Shnei Tzavorim. Shma Mino Meloi Tzavor, Dektoni Masnisi, Nami Bereshe, Achutz L'Tzavor Koi. Nida Meloi Tzavor, Chutz L'Tzavor. That's Pshat in the Mishnah. Just like in the Sefer, the Meloi Tzavor means a Meloi Tzavor, Chutz from the Shnei Tzavorim. So he need a meloi tzava chutz of the tzava. Zoktai Swiss, chutz le tzava kim meloi tzava. Lachayra nire, so you need, we're speaking about he made one halacha, one halacha, and if the halacha was the length of two tzavonim, so that's sufficient, that is capable of making atozas asimonim. L'chayre nire shetzorech lahoylech kol oisoy meloi tzavo shechutz l'tzavo. That means, so if the, when, let's say you're going to make a halacha, so you make a halacha, you start from the roish atzavo, and the halacha has to be the whole length of the sakin, which is shtei tzavorim. Then I assume that is sufficient to, that's called a shchite, and I attribute that the tosas asimonim is from the shchite, not from drosa. ולכך צריך איזה שיר. That's in it such a big sakin. That means Chazal v'mishaya. If you'll have a sakin that is double the length of the tzavol, this sakin is capable with one eilocha, one eivo, to shech the simona. Me you need a dain tzorich. Toysa says, but I think you don't need to shech with the whole length of the sakin. Blay utzrich shir ze ela kadei she yishchayt berevach. If you use the whole shir, that's that you could really be assured that that there was a proper meiser shchita. Pa'amim shasakin charef v'shoychet haroi b'loy alochet. Alochet kemolei tzaviv v'shab sakin. You can accomplish a meiser shchita of the simonim afilu by roiv of the sakin, not the whole length of the sakin. זאת תגמור הביתה, במה דבר מאמורים, now the Mishnah said that what you need, such a long sakin, so the Mishnah says, במה דבר מאמורים בזמן שאוילך ולאי הייבי, אי הייבי ולאי הייבי. That means if he's just making one pula by hilocha or hava, so then he needs such a long sakin, to make sure that the simonim are geshachtim to shchite, not to drosse. So the Mishnah continues, Avol im hoylich vehevi. But what if he's going back and forth? Afilu koshu. So then you don't need such a big sakin. If I'm going back and forth, afilu beizmol ksheira. Rashi said, izmol tar dak vekotn mioi. Small type of a razor, a knife. Let us see the Gemara. Look the Gemara. Omar Rav Menashe Beizmo She'ein Loi Karnai. We're speaking about an Izmo She'ein Loi Karnai. Let us see what Rashi says. So, the Sichas Chulan is a picture that an izmol sheyesh lo karnayim means as follows. You have here the sakin. This is, let us say, this is the sakin, and you have jutting out from the top of the sakin two karnayim. It's lenoi. It's made. It's jutting out from the top of the sakin two sharp karnayim, two horns. That's coming out of from the top of the Israel. Rashi says the purpose was Lenoi. The regilim oyulasais kemin karnayim lazmilin Lenoi al gabeyin. Motin litzad roishan. So the Sichas Chulin says pshat motin litzad roishan means that the karnayim were facing the roish of the sakin. It means here's the yad of the sakin, and the karnayim were turned towards the roish of the sakin. He says you could have karnayim going facing the yad of the sakin, and then it could be the yad of the sakin, then these karnayim would not be detrimental to the shchita. But if it's going to the roish of the sakin, then it could make problems. So see in a minute. The regilim hoyu lasais. But by the Ismailin, they had Karnayim, Lenoi, Al-Gabayim, Motin Litzad Roshon. They were facing the Rosh of the Sakin. Umitoich Shehu Koten Miyot. Now, since the Ismail is very small, Hu Nishmat Minatzavo. So, it seems it does not go the whole length of the tzavos, u'shehu meilech u'mevi, yeshlochu shemo yachlidu asimonim o yinokvu oison akronayim. Now, exactly what the case is not too clear. I saw in the Yisa Broche, he says he doesn't know klar how this works. In the Sichas Chulin, he has two pictures, but the Chalot Chelik is very unclear, but he brings Rashi and the Rif, and we hear with the Rabbeinu Gershom also, Avu Yeshloi Karnayim also, the Cheshinen Derech Shemo Derech Shchitosoi Yinokev Asimonim Bekarnayim. So whatever these Karnayim were, but Al Kaponim Chazal tell us, if you have an Izmu with Karnayim, you might be Menakev the Simonim. These Karnayim could somehow be Menakev the Simonim. And the Shin Bet is also seems to Shema Yachli the Sakanai V'yinokvu. It's not a Psul Chalode. It's a, with the, through the Maise Shchita, it might bring about a Negev in the Simon. So this is what Rav Menashe was Mechadish. I mean, the Mishnah says Tam an Izmul is kosher. So Rav Menashe says the normal Izmul in you, which were used at that time, they had Kanaim on it. So don't think for 1 minute that such an Izmul will be kosher for Shchita. These Kanaim are possible for Shchita because it can make a neck. Fine. Om alei Rav Acher bereid Rav Ivyel Rav Menashe machte mai. What's with the needle? You know, a very sharp needle. Now the kunz of a Izmul is you have a small knife, and you go back and forth. Forget about it. We don't have kanaim. You have a small knife. You go back and forth, and it's sharp. It's kemeka maisa shrit. So yes, the kasha, what if you have a needle? A sharp needle, and you go back and forth with the needle, will that also make a proper shchita? So he answered him, Omalei machto mirza boza. No. A needle will tear. A needle will make a hole, and it will tear. It will not cut. There's no smooth cut. Let's see what Rashi says. Mirza boza, kshemoylechum mevi mitoich shuhu chad, since it's sharp, Runoikiv, it makes a hole, vikoireya, and it tears. Veloichaitech, it doesn't cut, it tears. Simamela, a machat is possible. Machta de ushkifi mai. A machta de ushkifi, this is a all, A-W-L, that the, those who worked with leather used to use this. And this awl, besides having a point, but the sides of the awl were sharp. So the shaila is, it wasn't too big, but the sides of the piyos of this awl, and all is similar maybe to an ice chopper, but it goes a little bit, it has a little ivy as it goes up to the handle. And this awl, the sides of the, of this awl are sharp. That means they're sharpened on both sides. Something like a dagger. But it was the sides, perhaps it was thinner than a dagger, but Al Kaponim, it was sharp on both sides, but it was small. It was a type of a machat, but this, they were able to use the sides to cut things. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Machta de ushkefi, Marzeya haratzonim. Mistama, this is the Marzeya, what we have about in Parshas Mishpotim, that this is Marzeya haratzonim, Shepiyoisov chadudim. The piyois means, Terev piyois biyodom, that means there's two piyois on the side of the two sides of this Marzeya are sharp. V'chaytchen chutei atfar, that means when they're sewing something, they're sewing shoes or something, so they want to cut the chut. So they take this marzei, they cut it from the side. So bedavke, the sides are sharp. It's a very small instrument, and it's smaller than an izmul, but you can use it as, you can use it to shecht. You're not shechting with the point, you're shechting with the sides, with the sharp sides. Amaleit anine, afilakoshu. The Mishnah says, if you're moilech a mevi, afilakoshu, there's no limit to how small it is. Kosher means kosher. If you're going, it's sharp, and so you can use it for shchita. So Moses loy ismo doesn't mean machta de ushkifi. Machta de ushkifi is too small. It means something longer. An ismo is longer. So the Gemara says, "Izmo behedik tonilo." It says, "Beferish avum hoylof evi afilu koshu afilu beizmo kshayre." So koshu is telling me some amachat ushkifi and izmo. Another thing. So kochach it is machta do ushkifi. Sama says no. It's an ismo perushi kamaforish. My koshu who ismo. The cat wants to tell you koshu, and you know how small koshu is a fellow ismo. But this machta dushkivi is smaller than an ismo, so my mel, that's no good. Achinami mistavre, this alkadaitach machta dushkivi. If you say a machta dushkivi, which is smaller than an ismo, Izmuta and kosher was marba machta dushkifi. Ashna machta dushkifi sharye izmo mi boy. Zmo said that's no raya. Could be kosher means machta dushkifi. Abrizmo tzrichelei. Salke deitach amina ligzer izmo she'en lei karnayim ot izmo she'yesh lei karnayim. He says, Ismol, there's another problem. In the length of the sakin could be a machta dushkifi is also good. But I would think with Geyser and Ismol, she ain't like a name of the Ismol, she has like a name, Kamash Malon, that we want Geyser. Dr. Mishneh, Nafla Sakin Vishokhta. What if a person was holding a Sakin, and it fell, and it shechted? Afa pi sheshokhta kedarka psula. Shenema vizavachta vaachalta mash ato zeveyach ato eichel. Seems you need a pis amaisa shchita. If it happened by itself, so that's possible. Zot the Gemara, time of the nafla, it fell. Ha hi pila u. What if he threw it down? Ksheira. It's very meduik the lashon of the Mishnah. Nafla sakin, but he pila is ksheira. Va'av al gav deloy mechaven. Even though he has no intent to shecht, But was he pila was through myself, so it's kosher. Yevakoyech gavr, it's kosher. That nichlam is avachta. You don't need kavone to shech. You just need a maisa shchita. Man taned lebinin kavone l'shchita. Amar over Ramnosen him. The tan of our Mishnah is Ramnosen. The toni oishay is ziira de min chavraya. He said over, Eshay Zire, Zire de Min Chavaya, Tupshat de Min Roshi, if he was called Eshay Zire, or he was Eshay, from the younger ones in the yeshiva, Zorak Sakin Lenoyatza Bekaisel. What if a person threw a Sakin Lenoyatza Bekaisel? Boholcho Veshochto Kedarka. Now when in Shechted Kedarka, Rabbi Nosson Machshel, the Chachamim Poislam. the Chachamim passed. So Memele, so that's what Rava said. Rava had a diuk from our Mishnah. Nafla, there's not a koyach gavre, but he pila, there is a koyach gavre. So then it's good. I feel it without dum yid nafla, there's no kabon alishcha. So even though there's no kabon alishcha, it is good. So who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Abnosen. Abnosen said, Zorak sakin lenoyetzo bekoysel, he didn't have any kabon alishcha. So that's the Tana of our Mishnah. You don't need Kabbana. Zot Rashi, Ba'avon gav deloy mechaven lishchoy, el lapol ha-sakin, just wants to throw the sakin. Man Tana, that without Kabbana, it's sufficient. Zira de min chavraye, tzoyra yeshiva. So according to the first pshat, so Eshaya was his name, and he was from the younger ones in the yeshiva. V'li nire da Eshaya Zira hoya nikra, he was called Eshaya Zira, de min chavraye shem mibnei ha-yeshiva. He was from the bnei ha-yeshiva. Very interesting why you had to say he's from the bnei ha-yeshiva. I mean, where else was he? He was the kleine, it was 20 Eshaya English. The Shai Yizire from the Bnei Yeshiva. Utani lo shoyna ha-mishne meraboy, pu omar midatoy shaloche kremnos. Fine. So memele, so it says in our mishne, that's what Rava was medayik. Rava was medayik, hipila is good. Hipila is a shchita without kabon. Rava pikein is good. And the mishne is not mishne like Rabbi Shai Kremnos. Frag de Gemorre, wo amra Rove chodes imne. Rove said this already. This nan, we learned in the first Mishnah Chulam, ve kulon she shochtu, b'acherem roin oison, shritosan kshere. There it says, if achere shoyte ve kotn shechtet, to also lav v'nei kabone. And if we see that it's a proper shrita, it's good. Vamrina, there we said, man tane, the loiboy kabono le shrita. Vaoma rove, rab nosani, zabaita. Smosas trich. The e ashminan hosam, it would only say over them, mishum de kamachavin, lishum chaticha ba'ilam. There, this akabone of chitoch, that means, not a kabbalah to be matter the bosa, but the chereshayt of a cut, they want to cut the meat, exactly what they're accomplishing, perhaps they're unaware of. But there is a minimum kabbalah of chitoch. Avol hoche doloi kamachavet, but over here, the hipilo, there's no kabbalah at all even to cut the meat. Eimaloi, so I would think it's not a proper shchita. So that's why we need, by us, V'yesh minenochem mishum dekosi mikoyach bendas. Nor mishum it's coming from a koyach bendas. Avol hosn leikosi mikoyach bendas, eimoloi tzrichen. I think the svar of a bendas is, if it's not coming from a bendas, so it's like it's a dova memela. It's like nofla, that means there are lav bendas. So Memele, it's not considered that they did it. It's considered it was done, not through them, because since they're lav neidas. So that's why we need to tell us that a chereshet of a cotton is also good. Let us see Rashi. We learned the kulon sheshachtu chereshet of a cotton, nachem reinoise, it's good. Va'omra rove chode zimne. Rabbi said already on the first Mishnah that Chereshet V'Katn is good, even though there's no Kavon L'Shchayt, it's going according to Abnosan, V'lomalei L'Rovin L'Meidek Mimas Nisan. Now Rabbi is making a diyek from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's no good. So Rabbi makes a diyek from our Mishnah, it says it's no good, after not, but Ipila is good. U'la Ashminon, U'la Meimah Ipila Iksher, U'la Ashminon, And what is the Mishnah coming to tell us? The Sosam Lantana Kerab Nosam. Ashmina Rabbah Chodazim the Sosam Lantana Kerab Nosam. The first Mishnah says, Chereshayt of a cotton is good, so Rabbah was already there, Chereshayt of a cotton, good, that they did the proper Maisa Shrita, but there was no Kavonalish. So you see the Mishnah holds like Rab Nosam. So good, we said this already. So why do we need now this Diyuk of Rabbah? And to tell us a second time that the Tana was Leisa like Rav Nosson. So the Gemara answers, Srichalei l'rova l'ashminim b'tavayu. Over there is Mechavon l'shem chitoch. Avolochid le Mechavon afil l'chaticha ba'ume. Here he's not even Mechavon to cut anything. He wants to throw down the sack. Ilam d'ashminim rova. If Rav wouldn't have said this chiddush, lehavad dayak neminei, or pila hu ksheira, that if he was mapul, it's kosher. Da pila, without Rav, I would say da pila pila hu hava minin de psula. Vigufe, it's not, vigufe, it's lechlash minon, and what is the mishnah, not the mishnah is coming, lediyuki, that nofla is posel, and the pilos is kshayr. We go for it's a shmina. Mashat is a vech at oichu. The bein in shchite mikoyach odom. Maybe in this car. I think I'll just say kechon mitz kabonis odom. Kamashman rove. No, don't nam mi daik na mine. Bilektoni hippo saken o isorik saken. So it's coming to tell us that tafke nofla is also, but he pilo without kabonis mutter. Vahad the parch va'amra rove chode zimne. So now the Gemara asks, Rove, why do you have to tell us that the Tana was soisim like Abnosim? You said already in the first Mishnah. Why doesn't the Gemara ask from the Mishnah? Why doesn't the Gemara ask, Vahad the parch va'amra rove chode zimne? Le'par tonine chode zimne. Why do you have to check it with Rabbi? Our Mishnah says you don't need Kavone, because he peels good. That Mishnah says you don't need Kavone, because Chereshayt V'Kotten is good. Why does the Gemara check it with Rabbi? It's the problem is on these two Mishnayis. So Rashi answers Mishim to be Masnis and Leitoni, but had you peel or who the Ksheir? Our Mishnah doesn't say anything. Says Nofla's puzzle, could be the psal of Nofla's doesn't have Kabonis, Pelton Kabonis. So some Mele, so who had any Pila? The Rava was Medaik, so the Moyas and Rava, but the Tan already told us you don't need Kabonis Bishash Shrita. Let us see Taisvis. Va'amra Rava Chada Zimne. Amasnisen loipore chotonine chodezimne. To the perish pekuntres, mishim de masnisen loitone behedje ho ipilo uksheir al robo de daiklo. So, but the Moris abo robo, why do you have to tell us twice in these two minishnais? Then Taisa says, why da fili tan lo behedje be masnisen? Phil would say beferish in the Mishneh, he pilo eskoshele yochala haksheis. Dolei porich arove lomalei lemedik oipilo huksheira tanina lael. The Gemara, because the Gemara did not ask on Rove, why do you have to be medayik? That oipilos ksheira or tanina lael midamachshrine shitas chershet vekotten. So that's no kasha. Why? The lavdom arove masis the chershet vekotrem nosen he. Loi hoyo Makshiklum. If Rav, that means without Rav, Taisus is saying, first, Rashi said a Teretz, why didn't the Gemara, forget about Rav, ask us, Tonina Chodazimne, there it says without Kabon is good, here it says without Kabon is good. So why do you have to say it twice? That was Rashi's kasha. So Rashi says, it doesn't say twice. Rav said it said twice. Because Rav said, no flaws, no good appeal, it is good. So Mela Rav is, that's why we chapter with Rav. Fine. Now Taisus wants to say, Afilo not like Rashi. Afilo it would say here, Ipila is good. And there it says, Teresh Eitam Akotin is good. So, L'chayr Akori Terashi, what is to say twice without Kabon is good? So, Tosis says no. Now, that is no kash. And Tosis proves it's no kash from our sugi. Just one second. So, Tosis says the following. Voi, dafilu itinan lo behedye b'masnisan, would say in our Mishnah that Apila is good. Ayyochala hakshayis, you can't ask akasha, it says already that vakabon is good. Dloi porich arove lomale lemedik o Apila huksheira teninulel midachshvini shchita cherishayit vekotin. The Gemara didn't ask, why does the Mishnah have to tell us this? I know this from the first Mishnah. The love, the Omar Rava Masnissen, the Chereshet Kot Rav Nosni, Loyamak Sheklub, without Rava, nothing would be Shver. Dume Becheresheit Vakot Machshin and Tvei Vafila Rabbona Moide, the Machavni Lechatichas Bosso. That means, without Rava, I would say, if you Machavn Lechatichas Bosso, that's a proper Kavone. And you don't need more than that. This goes according to the Rabbona. So without Rava, you can't bechlal ask akasha. It says already in the first Mishnah. Shem Mishmaim. The first Mishnah there was a kavon lachatiches bosa. He pila. There was no kavon lachatiches bosa. Ela polich. The whole kasha was on Rav. Mishum dokmi naluhu kerav nos. Rav said that no chatiches bosa is nothing. Al memarshere mas nisna velech lo mechav lachatiches bosa. Rove was machadish. The chatiches bosa is not a kavon. So if the Mishnah says chereshayt vekotn is good, so you know why it's good? Because zorik sakin lenoitza because it's also good. So the Mishnah, the first Mishnah according to Rove was mevarat to us that redzich nisht ein the chatiches bosa is kavon. The chatiches bosa is nothing. So then Rav said, so why is it good? Because you don't need kavone. Chatiches bosa is not any better than zork l'noyetza bekaisach. So memele, so if it says in the Mishnah that cotton is good, is a rai zork shenotza bekaisach is good. So this whole cheshbin, this is a chiddush of Rav. Vim kei, so the Gemara asked on Rav, Lama lay Rava le medik oy pila hukshay. So it's only a kash on Rava. Rava was the one that said that a cotton, that chatich, a kavone of chatich is basa is nothing. If you need kavone means lahater. That's, if you need kavone by shrit, need lahater. Someone say, I want to cut meat is garnish. And if a cotton is good, so why is it good? Because you don't need kavone. That's what Rav told us. And the Al-Kochach, the Mishnah is going according to Rav Nosson. That was Rav's dictator. So now the Gemara from Rav, okay, you enlightened us very good. I hear what you say. So according to you, so why do you hear another Mishnah, he pila is good, according to Rav Nosson. And we according to you, we know this already, that you don't need to come up. Mishani, the Hava, Lenoi, it's Odif. The miskaven mi lechaticha ba'alme. Could be, Rav Nosson also holds you need some sort of kabon. You need kabon lechaticha. And a noyetza bekoisel, he wanted to stick it into the koisel. That's also a kabon lechaticha. He wants to make some sort of a cut. Not for heta, but he wants to cut with this sakin. He wants to make a cut into the wall. He wants to cut the meat. That was the chiddush of Rav Nosson. That al kaponim, this minimum kavone you do need, but less than that could be it no good. So Rav came to say, no, our Mishnah says, there's no kavonis chitoch whatsoever. He threw it on the ground, he didn't want to make any sort of a chitoch. So in the middle of the day, odif, the mechaven mi elechticha balma, but pila le mechaven klal le shum chaticha, is that, that's why he comes to say our Mishnah. V'i yashmina ni pila, hashte, now, let's go back and say, we hash the hach tzriches lave dumi de idach. The loy bo le forish tam amai itzache le rove le mei megavi chere shayte bekotn Rav Nosni. He was not going on rove. The dim came, I come up hosn le yosem ikoich ben das, ein me loy abed yit nan de kshayre. Elamas nisin gufa ovet zchichus. Here now we're going up. Now we're going on the Mishnayis. Amai itzterich. Amai. Itzterich, why do you need bechlal? Why do you need bechlal that Mishnah? The Rav is a Chashmin Rav Nosni. He loved the Shmin Rav Minu Dosen Filu. The Rav is a Rav Lachi Posel Rabono. The Rav is a Chashmin Rav Nosen. He loved the Shmin Rav Minu Dosen Filu Rabono Moide. The Machan Lach Adichas Bosel. The Rav is a Rav Lachi Posel Rabono. Or the Kom Rav and the Kam Rabono in Heid Loi Boi Kabono Lezvich Lach Adichas Mi Boi Heinu Lach Adichas Simonim. That's later. Later, Rabban is speaking about the Rabbanu. Just like to start the next sugi a little bit. Itma. Nida shenens of the tovlo. And Nida was tovel boines. So Rashi says, lekame meforish hechinensa. Omar of Yehuda Marav, that means al kaponim was a tvila without kabonim. It was a tvila without kabon. Omar of Yehuda Marab, Tahoira Lebeisa, she's Toya Lebeisa, for husband, she's Mutter. Vasura Lechel Betrume, and she's also to eat Trume. For Trume, she's also. Rabbi Yochanan and Omar, Af Lebeisa Leitora. I said, Rabbi Yochanan was Machadish that you need Kavona Letaira for bylaws. Siva Machlikis, Rabbi Yochanan. Omar le-Rove le-Rav Nachman, Rove es Rav Nachman Nakash. Le-Rav da Omar tohiro le-Beiso, basura lechel betrume. You're saying, so Rav is saying aloche, le-Bailo she's muter, le-Trume she's os. Avoin kores hutro, isa misa mi boi? He says, how could it be like that? I am a kalvachoymer. Nida Labailo is an Isakoris. A tome to eat Trume is a smaller Isabide Shamayim. So how could it be that Labailo you don't need Kavone and for Trume you need Kavone? The Mida of a Kalvo Chayme, if it's Maspik for a Chomo, about to give us it's Maspik for a Kal. Well, now let's just see Rashi. So Rashi says, Labaisal is Okik Labailo. Tomei sha'ochel trume b'misa b'day shemayim b'elein eschofem. B'kores chomo m'misa d'yomov nechrosem v'zarei nichas k'dachsiv aririm yiyu. So this is Rashi Shita, this is Machlekes HaRishayim. Rashi says every kores they die without children also. Taisus is chelik on Rashi. Taisus holds aririm is another inish. That has nothing to do with kores. Kores is from 50 to 60. Yisur d'shemayim is from 60. But al kaponim, that's Rashi Shita. I'd like to end this year with two ha'olas. Rabbi did not understand how could it be that for kores you don't need kavone, and for misa b'day shemayim you do need kavone. Doesn't work. But. So, in Chedusha Rabbi Shimon Abba Bekamem, Simon Yud Gimel, I think, he brings down from the Shmaitze, Simon Yud Dalet, I'm sorry, he brings down from the Shmaitze and the Noide B'Yude, that they say, Amor Dike Chedush, that there is Issa Nide, there's Tumas Nide. A Nide is Osa Labayla, and a Nide is a Tmeya, there's Tumas Nide. And they say that the Iser Nida is not Koruch in the Tumas Nida. That means when an Isha is Rayadam, two things, she's also Labaila, and she's Tomei. But the Iser is not Noiveya from the Tumas. Lamayin Afkamine, Amayidikin Afkamine. Let's say if I'll have, in Hilchis Tumas, I have a Sofik if she became Tomei. And it's Sofik Tumas Vishusaram. Sofik Tumah Vishusaram. The Sofik was not Vishusaram. So in Hilchis Tumah, I'll say, she's Toya. So she'll be Mutter Labayla. So to know the Biyuda, he said, you'll have a Sofik. You have a Sofik, a person, Shechter Abahim, Vishusaram. And there's a Sofik, If it was a good shechita or not, they'll say it, and when it's Savik, it's a Nevela also. So say, Savik Tumim, Vishus Aram, Sveikei Toi. It's just, it could be Lagabi Tumim, it's Nevela. You'll say this, Lagabi Yisra Nevela, you won't say, Savik Tumim, Vishus Aram, Sveikei Toi, and Yelati. So Kaponim, the Neidib Yudah and the Shmaitzah say, that the Yisra, Nida, Lebailo, and Tumim, Nida, are two distinct halachas that occur when an Isha becomes a Nida. She's a Tmeya, she's also a Baila. She's an Erve, she has a din, an Erve, and also she's a Tmeya. That's what the Shemite in the Yibuda says. And he wants to say, no. My son Rabbi Chanan says in the old, he wants to say no. Yes, one kasha, no, Hadas Tvila, perhaps a mikvah, a mater, one kasha. And he says, no, the Iser is Noiveya from the Tumah. That means Tumas Nida is Asis on the Baila, but it's Neveya from the Tumah. Fine. So I'd like to mention the Mimisayim with two horas. One hora I had, the Gemara asked the Kasha that, he doesn't understand if you don't need Kavona for Iser Kores, Moving Kores, Mishmashmaim, need Kavona. So, l'chayre, it could be, this din kavona is a din in Taira. In Taira, there's a din. For some reason, we'll have a sugi, it seems that in order to become toir, it's not maspik, the maise tvila, you need kavona liter. Fine, it's such a din. It's such a din, you need kavona liter. Fine, that's a din. But, so if you learn, that the Iser Nida is also dependent in the Taira Mitamosa, like the Mechitzas and Chadusha Rab Shimon, some of Meilers, so he's very good, he says he doesn't understand the Tumish Shafsa and Iser Kores, and then Iser, the Tumish Shafsa and Iser Kores for Bailo, and Iser Misim Dei Shemaim Lutrume, and this Tumish, here you don't need Kabon, you do need Kabon. Fine. That's Ha'ora number one, and the Negev Yud and the Shmaitze. Number two, the Lashon of the Gemara is Takagor and Tosan. Tahoira lebeisa, basura lechol betrume. I mean, it says Tahoira lebeisa would seem clearly that the Sibbe Sa'isa lebeisa alts tumas nidu. That's two hours. And one more hour I'd like to remain with Rabbi Chanan asks a kasha, Tahira lebeisa. So she's toyer. If we say that the Isan is totally in the tumma, is she toyer or is she tumma? She's toyer, right? She's toyer. Shasura lechel betrumme. So yes, if she's toyer, sake she be yosati trumme. Is she toyer or tumme? What is she? So we say Tahira Lebeisa, so she's Tahir, so she doesn't have Tumas Nida. So the Mikveh Kamplo, she doesn't have Tumas Nida, so she's Tahir. So how can she be Yosef Betrume? So she, but if she's Tahir, how can she be Yosef Betrume?